health, wellness, not even so much on a continuum, but that what primary care needs to be doing is primary care needs to be partnering with people, patients,
right,
to help them reach their maximum potential, optimum potential, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And I think, unfortunately, most of the time, the medical model and the disease model that we currently have doesn't do that.
Okay.
And so I see this with, you know, having a, and my portion of that, or the portion of that I'm working with would be the nurse-managed clinic, but having a clinic where we have some extra time, mm-hmm. we are hopefully looking at people holistically.
Right.
We can help them with their chronic illnesses, but we also, or acute illnesses, but we also want to talk to them about, you know, what are your goals for health?
Mm-hmm.
How can we work with you to get to where you want to be going forward? And that's where some of the other stuff around behavioral health, that's where the stuff around nutrition clinic comes in,
right.
You know, trying to work at integrating all of those together, I think is going to be, I think there probably are some other places that are doing some stuff that's similar, but this will be a first for Colorado Springs, I think, for the most part. And then, you know, along with that, along with the, obviously trying to provide, you know, high quality integrated patient care, in the clinic, you know, there's also this idea that we want to provide a place for our students, the academic side of things. So,
sure.
And the chancellor alluded to that a little bit this morning, that we can show them what healthcare can look like. It's really this idea of a team approach. It's really this idea that there isn't really one person who necessarily is. I shouldn't say running the ship or the captain of the team, but everyone is sort of on the same playing field, mm-hmm. all working together to help people reach their potential. And so that's sort of pretty much it in a nutshell. I mean, we're planning on providing acute care services, meaning, you know, sore throats, runny nose, UTI, that kind of stuff, urinary tract infection, that kind of stuff. But also if people want us to work with them on their chronic illnesses too,
right?
Diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular problems. I mean, we will do what we as much as we can in the primary care setting.
Sure.
And then hopefully bring in those other folks in the clinics. What a lot of people don't realize, I think they realize it when they think about it, but they don't necessarily think about it, is that a lot of what we call illness or disease is mental health related.
Mm. Okay, sure. Sure.
And so that behavioral health, even something as simple as, I can tell somebody that they're 50 pounds overweight.
Right.
But helping them work, creating a plan, helping them lose that weight, that's where the behavioral health people come in.
Okay.
And integrating that also into behavioral health, nutrition, and exercise, I think is going to be unique. And I think there will be some people that really like it. There probably will be some people that, they just want to go in. They just want the pill, you know.
Right.
And
that's
we can do that too if we have to. But that's not really where I think we'd like to be going forward.